you took on all those outlaws and the weirdos with the hair. You stood for law and order all the way. Now you're standing on your record, but does anybody care? You're still known as the boo-boo, let the big one get away. Cause you're Buford T. Justice, fearless law of Texas, the man who chased the bandit coast to coast. Buford T. Justice, now you've up and left us. Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most? Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most? Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most?
All right, go out and get your Black Trans Am, everybody. It is WMFO here in Medford. By the way, the Trans Am, it basically almost, what did it, almost triple, I think, after it debuted in that movie, the debut of the film. Trans Am became a wildly popular car. The sales almost doubled, actually. It almost doubled in 2 years of the film's release, to the delight of General Motors. And as a matter of fact, they were supposed to give Reynolds a car. And as a gift for the promotion of the film, but it looks like the president of Pontiac promised to supply him with a Trans Am each year, and then all of a sudden he didn't get it. But anyway, read up on Smokey and the Bandit. It is a great, great film, and check it out. It is available. You could go see it, actually, in the theater, which is so cool. AMC, who has been doing... has been basically bringing back like the Harry Potter movies and Harry. Did I say Harry? Hara. The Harry Potter movie? The Harry Potter movies, as well as the Marvel movies. They actually brought back Smokey and the Bandit. It is out there, and you can see it at the AMC theaters near you. I could tell you exactly where it is near Bedford. The Boston Common, Liberty Tree Mall, and AMC Methuen are all playing Smokey and the Bandit. Go out and see this one on the big screen and fall in love with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field, who incidentally fell in love during this movie, and they were in a number of other movies together, including the next one that I'm going to talk about, Hooper, from 1978. It is great. Check out Smokey and the Bandit. And we're doing all Burt Reynolds movies today. And I usually do five flicks, and we're going to do soundtrack. We do soundtracks from the five flicks, and we talk about the five flicks that I pick. But since Burt Reynolds passed away, we'll be talking a little bit about other soundtracks and other movies that he was in, of course. So the next movie is from 1978. It is Hooper. My name is Chris Earle. It's WMFO here in Medford, Mass. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform station.
Burt Reynolds is Hooper, and Hooper is a real hero. He can take more crashes.
Oh, jeez!
More fire.
Hello, gorgeous.
More love. More hits. He can take more risks and have more fun than anyone can imagine. This is Hooper, the story of the greatest stuntman of them all and his competition.
Wait a year and a half to meet you.
How's that?
I get to perform with Sonny Hooper.
Oh, hell, that ain't no big deal. I need to
Burt Reynolds. Jan Michael Vincent. Sally Field.
I'm yours.
Ryan Keith. James Best. Robert Klein. And Terry Bradshaw. In Hooper's world, talk is cheap. And life is cheaper.
We may be in trouble.
A stunt is a gag. And a gag is no laughing matter.
Bam! Building falls on you, crushes you, fade out the end.
Great, Roger.
Of course, we'll have a dozen cameras going.
And when the director yells,
action, go, go, go!
I want to hit it.
He really means action. Hooper's in a dangerous business, but his reward is excitement, adventure, and a fortune if he lives to collect it. Burt Reynolds is Hooper, the greatest stuntman alive.
I love stuntmen.
Hooper, the newest movie from the team that brought you Smokey and the Bandit.
This man.
Sit in the end. He's out there stopping horses or falling off a train. He never won a gunfight, squabble or a brawl, for being such a loser. Hooper's really got it all. You can toss him, blast him, flip him and turn him, shoot him, hang him, bury and burn him. Chances are Hooper's back for more. Run him out, cross the ground, take a truck, run him down. He ain't easy. He's up and gone. You can hit him, kick him, gently abuse him, set him on fire, we'll abuse him. Heaven knows he won't hold a grudge. He'll look you in the eye and tell you with a smile there ain't nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman.
All right, from 1978, it's Hooper. I love this movie. This is the first Burt Reynolds movie that I saw in the theater. Saw it with my dad and my two brothers, I believe, Eric and Russ. I believe it was one of those daddy weekends. Daddy had us for the weekend, so we would often go to the movies. And I remember seeing Clint Eastwood movies with him as well as Burt Reynolds movies, because, of course, it was the 70s, and I was a young buck. And this movie blew me away. It's a great, great movie. It is such a fun movie. Of course, it has its flaws, but for a young seven-year-old boy to see Hooper, and I got to see boobs for the first time on the big screen, rated PG, and you used to be able to see boobs and swearing and all that stuff back in the 70s. Such a cool movie. It's about the Hollywood's greatest stuntman, the world's greatest stuntman, named Hooper, Sonny Hooper, who's Burt Reynolds in the movie, who basically is playing himself once again. This is the follow-up to Smokey and the Bandit, so the next movie, directed by Hal Needham, his buddy, who is a stuntman in real life, and like I said, Burt Reynolds was a stuntman as well. So they pick some of the coolest stunts to see that you've ever seen in the movies. That are all in this, you know, pretty much It's kind of a B movie. I guess at the time it did pretty well. It made $78 million from a budget of $6 million, so it had a pretty good return. Nowhere near as good as the $300 million from Smokey and the Bandit. But the only complaints that people had is kind of part of the formula again. You got Burt Reynolds more or less playing himself. He's the world's greatest stuntman. And Jan Michael Vincent is in it as a sidekick. You get to see Batman's Adam West in it, as well as Sally Field, who isn't given a whole lot to do as the girlfriend in this. Robert Klein, the comedian Robert Klein, plays one of the biggest pricks that you'll ever meet, which is a Hollywood director. And James Best from Dukes of Hazzard is in there as well as his buddy, who was Burt Reynolds' friend in real life. And like I said, Hooper was just a fantastic movie to see as a little kid, and it was great revisiting this. I watched it again yesterday and I loved it. It's got one of the coolest stunts of all time. What they like to call them in the stuntman world are gags, which is a blown out bridge, and they jump 325 feet in a rocket car. They literally have a moment. That's what the technological term is, a rocket car. There's like, well, any car is not going to make that jump. A rocket car, well, and they set up a rocket car. They build this rocket car that is coincidentally a Trans Am. It's a red Trans Am again this time. But it's a red Trans Am this time, but it's a Trans Am just like it was in Smokey and the Bandit. And there's other great stunts, jumping out of the sky. They set a new world's record. The stuntman in the movie set a new world's record jumping out of the sky. Geez, I got to look up what the actual footage was here. But it was a new record, 232 feet. A.J. Bakunas was his name. He set a record for the highest jump without a parachute. So that was in the movie. They also started off with Hooper with that wonderful, like, Spanish, the Spanish bullfighter at the very beginning when he's putting on all his stuff, and you get to see all of his scars, and, you know, he's putting on his back brace and all of his padding and stuff. It's honestly, to me, one of the best movies I've ever seen just about movie making. It's really cool, and it tells you more about Hollywood stuntman, something that you don't see as much anymore. Although Mission Impossible, which was a fantastic movie that's still out there right now, Mission Impossible 6, I believe, had some great old stunts in it. And it just gives you a reflection of a Hollywood from yesteryear. It's worth checking out. There's a part with Jock, who is the character's name, who is actually the stepfather of co-star Sally Field. Jock Mahoney is the stepfather of co-star Sally Field, who is also a stuntman. And you get to see the bar fight, of course, like you see in all the other movies of the era with Burt Reynolds. There's a little formula going on. One thing I should mention about Hal Needham, too, he was the first guy that had bloopers at the end of his movies. So Hooper had him, and Stroker Ace had him. Cannonball Run was famous for him. So all these movies that you see now and all these crazy credits and endings that you have are all, you can thank Hal Needham for that, because that was his idea. At one point in the movie in Hooper, they're watching a stunt reel, and they actually have scenes of Deliverance in him when he's being flipped out of the canoe, which was some of the stunts that Burt Reynolds did, of course, in that movie. So it's pretty cool. Like I said, James Best is in it, and Burt Reynolds, they were best friends in real life. He taught acting. James Best taught Burt Reynolds acting. Roger Deal, who is Robert Klein. Roger in the movie is based off of Peter Bogdanovich, who Burt Reynolds had worked with a number of times, and he obviously thought he was a real big pain in the ass. The spoof in the movie is The Spy Who Laughed at Danger is the name of the movie, the fictional movie that the stuntmen are working on, which is a obvious spoof of James Bond movies. But there's a lot of great stunts in this. For sake of time, I'm going to move on to flick number four, which is going to be Cannonball Run. We will do some Cannonball Run next here on Watch This on WMFO here in Medford. Go check out Hooper, though. I can't say enough about Burt Reynolds today. It's a short time. We have 2 hours here, and he did over 100 movies, I believe. I think he was around 90-something movies. And, of course, he was always on TV and self-depreciating, very, very comical, funny guys. and very handsome, of course, and just a 70s icon. And I think people don't realize how big he was, and you know, especially nowadays, because you hadn't seen him for a number of years, and you have a whole new generation of millennials as well as even my era. You know, I was a young kid, and just being a movie fan, I haven't seen all of Burt Reynolds' movies, and not all of them are good, but this guy was consistently working, and he made some really great movies, including some of the ones that I'm talking about here today. So Hooper is flick number three here on Watch This. Let's go on to flick number four. It is The Cannonball Run. It's WMFO here in Medford.
This is the story of an average guy and a beautiful girl.
Hi.
Don't tell me your name. I'll just call you Beauty.
You must be a sensitive person. I bet you're a fan of Rod McEwen's.
I try to be.
And his best friend.
I am Captain Chaos. Been a cop long?
Right. And a family doctor.
Leash.
Come on right here.
And how they all set out one day. In an ambulance from New York to California at 150 miles per hour.
California, here we come.
But they aren't the only ones, because this is the Cannonball Run, America's illegal Grand Prix. And it doesn't matter how you get there, it's who gets there first. Burt Reynolds is the defending champion. On his team, Farrah Fawcett.
Are you one of those volleyballers?
Cannonballers.
Dom DeLuise. And Jack Elam. And here comes the competition.
Will you hurry up, you little...
Dean Martin.
We happen to be in a race.
Sammy Davis Jr.
You, Shorty. Where'd you get all that jewelry?
Take a layup. Layup.
Mel Tillis and Terry Bradshaw. Jackie Chan. Oh, the... And Roger Moore as himself.
I'm Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
All of them. Reckless.
We're in kind of a hurry, so if you could just bless it a little bit.
Unscrupulous.
Oh, I gotta bless her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. She's a Zen Buddhist.
Desperate characters.
Ready. Fire.
By land. By sea. By air, they'll do anything, drive anything, say anything.
It's hard to understand you.
When I called you, I was doing 140 miles an hour.
And stop at nothing.
Normally, I drive right around the speed limit.
We all make mistakes, miss, but 160?
To win the Cannonball Run.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Come on, faster!
Cannonball Run, the only movie to get over 200 tickets before it even opens.
Cannonball.
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 It's not what
it's how you do. Be anything you want to be. It's not what you got, it's how you use it. You be you and I'll be me. It's just a matter of style. You can't fake it. Mile after mile, feeling free. If you got the soul, you can make it. Move them out. Let them roll. From sea to shining sea. Ball. Cannonball. What do you do when the mountain is there? How do you answer the challenging day? And when your back's against the wall, what do you do when you've done it all? Cannonball. 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 It's not what you do, it's how you do. Be anything you wanna be. It's not what you got, it's how you use it. You be you and I'll be me. It's just a matter of style. You can't fake it. Mile after mile, feeling free. If you got the soul, you can make it. Move them out. Let them roll. From sea to shining sea. Ball. Cannonball.
Cannonball Run from 1981. Now, here's a movie that was played over and over and over and over and over and over again on HBO. And me and my friends used to quote this all the time. I saw this in the theater as well. It has an all-star cast. And it's pretty funny. You have like 20 people in the cast that are like mains, you know. They're all driving across the country in what's called the Cannonball Run. They've gathered in Connecticut to start a cross-country car race. So one at a time, teams drive up to the starter stand. They punch a time card. And then they take off. So you have J.J. McClure and Victor in the souped-up Dodge Tradesman Ambulance, which is Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise, who are fantastic together. And I believe they created their friendship in The End, a movie a few years earlier from 78, which is a great, great movie as well. Farrah Fawcett shows up, the poster girl of the 70s. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. are in it. Jackie Chan in one of his very early movies. I think he's around 18, 19 years old in this one, I think.
Leave the radio, salt and low.
Yeah, 54. Well, actually,
it's your favorite
64, 74. He's 27, but he's really young here. And Jackie Chan does all of his own stunts, of course. They have a bar fight in this, of course. Jamie Farr from MASH shows up. Roger Moore plays himself, or a version of himself. And, of course, he acts like a James Bond type in his Aston Martin that has all kinds of tricks and stuff. Terry Bradshaw, who's in the bar scene in Hooper, and Mel Tillis drive along as a couple of good old boys. Adrian Barbeau, of course, and Jill Rivers and Marcy Thatcher are their names. Tara Buckham and Adrian Barbeau play the two gorgeous women who use their looks to their advantage, and they race in the black Lamborghini Countach. Had a budget of $16 million. It made $72 million. Again, this was Hal Needham and Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds said, not one of his favorite movies, but his friend Hal needed him, so he decided to show up for this one. And he was bummed out the way that it turned out, but it was hugely panned by the critics, but a huge success, just like Smokey and the Bandit was, as well as some of his other movies, Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, again, once he said, I was in a whole bunch of movies, but only one film, and that film was Deliverance, that he said. But here's the one guy that became a movie star, not based on the content of his not based on the quality on the work, but the content is what he also used to say. So there's all kinds of sex appeal in the movie with Jill and Marcy, and also Valerie Perrin, who was Miss Taskmaker in Superman, shows up as a busty female traffic officer. If you haven't seen this one, it's a lot of fun. It's so stupid, and me and my cousin just watched it, and the other night my cousin came over and we had a couple of brews. And we watched this and we were laughing our heads off. It just brings back a lot of memories, you know, being a 40-something guy, you know, seeing this movie again. A lot of fun, like I said. And one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies, which is why I wanted to include it today. Distributed by 20th Century Fox, it's a short 195 minutes. So, you know, it's a fun one to watch on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday or even tonight on a nice Wednesday night. So check it out. Peter Fonda shows up in a cameo, as well as some others. Jack Elam is Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing, one of my favorite sidekicks in any movie. He's fantastic in it. Burt Convy shows up from Tattletales, and he rides around with Shaky Finch, who's Warren Berlinger, on as a motorcyclist couple, and they're posing as newlyweds so they don't get stopped by the police, and they do a wheelie the entire race, which is kind of fun. And the director, of course, Hal Needham, appears uncredited as an ambulance EMT. I should have mentioned Hal Needham. He broke his back in Hooper. And in this movie, he does a number of stunts as well, but there was an actual accident on the scene with a 24-year-old stunt woman named Heidi Von Belts. She was critically injured in a car crash and actually sued. And the personal injury lawsuit said it was going to exceed all available primary insurance coverage. The production's insurer sued her and her employer, Stuntman Inc., for a declaratory judgment that her lawsuit was not covered under its policy. She was eventually awarded $7 million through a judge, although the reduced amount was $3.2 million. She ended up a paraplegic, unfortunately, and most of the settlement went to her attorneys and paying off her medical bills, which completely sucks. But that happened on the scene, sadly, of Cannonball Run. The industry adopted mandatory seatbelts on all stunt car work after this incident in this film. Another interesting part of movie making was after this film, you needed to have seatbelts in all stunt cars. They are making a remake to this by a guy named Ethan Coen, not Ethan Coen, but Ethan Coen, and it's titled Cannonball right now. It was announced that Doug Liman, I believe is his last name, was in early talks to direct the film from a script by Thomas Lennon and Robert Ben Garant. It was the sixth highest grossing film of 1981 after Raiders of the Lost Ark, On Golden Pond, Superman II, Arthur and Stripes, all some of my favorite movies. 1981, one of the great years of movies. Roger Ebert gave this one half a star out of four, calling it an abdication of artistic responsibility at the lowest possible level of ambition. In other words, they didn't even care to make a good, lousy movie. It's got a 29% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. On IMDb, it's got a 6.2, which is a little bit better than average on there. I'm a big fan of all movies, as most of you know. I'm not too critical of this. This is a good throwaway fun movie. And I can't compare this to, Citizen Kane or The Wizard of Oz or Gone with the Wind or even Deliverance, for that matter. The Cannonball Run, it stands alone as another one of Hal Needham and Burt Reynolds' buddy action comedy movies. And I love it, and it's fun to watch. So check it out, Cannonball Run. I'm going to take a little sidestep here, and we're going to give a bonus movie to you. It's going to be Stroker Ace from 1983 here on Watch This with Chris Earle.
Since folks could remember, Stroker Ace hated only one thing. Second place. Now, he's the best there is.
Look, lean out a little bit further, Wade. I'm going to make a turn.
And if you don't know why, just ask him.
It's part of the wonderfulness of me.
He's a sporting man.
You either crash or win.
And I like that.
A ladies' man.
I think it's important that you be here for this.
Just undo that and just put that right off of there, and you'll be able to...
A man's man. Why don't you drive a Clyde Torkel Chicken Pit Special and the fastest chicken in the South?
You think it's easy driving with chicken feet?
I've done some dumb things in my life. This is the dumbest.
I want you.
You do?
Yes.
This summer, Burt Reynolds is Stroker Ace. And it's going to take Ned Beatty, Jim Nabors, Parker Stevenson, Bubba Smith, and Lonnie Anderson to put him in his place.
How's this for spectacular?
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that vile bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound.
slick on the inside and a wreck along the rail. You better stand on it, Stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail. It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stroker Ace was born to race and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine. Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the Stroker cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the doors off, Stroker. Stand on it, son. Ah, you good-looking devil, you.
All right. Flick number 5 soundtrack today. I'm just going to do one from this one, and then we'll do a bonus from Boogie Nights. Bonus Bert today. Charlie Daniels Band do that theme, and I got it in the background again here. Such a great theme. And again, he's got the formula there. It's Hal Needham again. It's 1983. Definitely the weakest of the movies we're talking about today, but still an interesting one to watch. I decided to watch this one last night, and kind of cool. But there's some really creepy moments in it. Lonnie Anderson's in there, and he almost, like, date rapes her. It's so bizarre. And it's just not a funny scene. It's so strange. But, hey, you're a NASCAR fan. This is a movie for you. If you're a NASCAR fan, check out Stroker Ace from 1983. It's got Lonnie Anderson in it. So he started dating her after, not after Sally Field, but I'm sure he had a number of women during and in between with Sally Field. But Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson are in this for the first time. She, of course, is from WKRP in Cincinnati. An odd-looking woman. I was never, like, fully attracted to her. It's just kind of weird-looking. Like, almost like a Barbie doll. Just kind of fake. I don't know. But anyway, there is a very odd, weird rape scene almost. I shouldn't say it's a rape scene. A very odd, very odd scene in it, where it's almost like a date rape, because he gets her drunk and she passes out. She says she consents and says she wants him, and then all of a sudden she comes in and she's passed out, and then he slowly, like, undresses her anyway, and then he decides to leave and nothing happens. But it's just very, very, very odd to watch here in 2018 for this 35-year-old movie. Co-stars were Jim Nabors, who's very funny in it. Ned Beatty shows up once again. Parker Stevenson and Bubba Smith, who was, of course, he was a big football star, and he was also in the Police Academy movies. Bubba Smith plays Ned Beatty's limousine driver in it as Muscle. Like I said, the theme song performed by Charlie Daniels. It did all right. It didn't do that great at the box office. It did all right, but it didn't make back his budget. So I guess it was a failure. Budget was $16 million, and box office was $13 million. Stroker Ace is basically a popular race car driver from Waycross, Georgia, which is actually where Bert is from. And he's a three-time champion on the NASCAR circuit and driver of a Ford Thunderbird. And then he basically goes and becomes a sponsor. He has a sponsor named Jim Caddy of Xenon Oil, and then Ned Beatty comes in and he owns a chicken pit fast food restaurant, and Stroker Ace doesn't read his contract and he has to basically work for Ned Beatty, and he wants to get out of his contracts so he's not in the chicken car. But it has some funny moments and it is worth checking out. For sake of time, though, I'm going to move on to Bonus Bert and do Boogie Nights, which has one of the most fantastic soundtracks of all time from the 70s. I thought we should go ahead, another movie in the 90s, in Boogie Nights. Let me tell you a little bit more about Stroker Ace, though. Elvira shows up in it, who's fantastic, Cassandra Peterson. She has one of the best scenes in the movies. It got critically panned, but it's kind of fun seeing all these NASCAR drivers show up in cameos here. It was a commercial and critical bomb, 5 Golden Raspberry Awards, worst picture, worst director, worst actress, and worst new star, winning one for Jim Nabors as worst supporting actor, who actually sings a song in it. Comedian Robert Wool specifically mentioned Stroker Ace as an example where Burt Reynolds makes so many bad movies. When somebody else makes a bad movie, Burt gets a royalty. So at this point, Burt Reynolds had turned down terms of endearment to work for this movie with Hal Needham, and then after this, he never worked with him again in a movie. The friendship didn't die, but Burt Reynolds was upset because Jack Nicholson got that great role in Terms of Endearment as the astronaut there. So again, Stroker Ace, worth checking out just because it's got this really creepy scene and it's got a couple of laughs, and it's one of those so bad it's good Burt Reynolds movies. Check it out. At this point, he's at the coming off the height of his career, I would say. He's probably on the tail end of his career being a superstar and not getting very many starring roles that become big hits after this one. As I said, it didn't make back its money, so Burt Reynolds' star was falling by 1983. I'm going to jump ahead to Boogie Nights, which is in the 90s. He was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar, and this one is from 1997, and I'm going to play you a tune or two from that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about Burt Reynolds' role in Boogie Nights. It is WMFO in Medford. It is Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform station, WMFO here in Medford. All right, we got Apollo 100 with Joy in the background. Boogie Nights is the final film I'm going to talk about today from Burt Reynolds. Of course, he did a whole bunch after this, including Smokey. I'm sorry, including Cannonball Run 2, which I believe was his last endeavor with Hal Needham. Hal Needham also, like I said, he was a stunt man. He became a director. Very important guy. He passed away a number of years ago before Burt Reynolds, but those two really made the action comedy of the 70s, and have a lot. We have a lot to thank for with those guys. We had Dukes of Hazzard, wouldn't have had all these other action comedy movies. Arguably some really bad movies too, but a lot of great throwaway movies and a lot of great popcorn movies. Burt Reynolds was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Boogie Nights in 1997. Paul Thomas Anderson cast him. It's got a 7.9 out of 10. And if you haven't seen Boogie Nights, it's a great flick. I've talked about it a number of times before on Watch This as well as on Time Travel. And I've played a lot of the 70s songs on here. So I'm going to leave you with one more, Sister Christian, I believe, from the Boogie Nights soundtrack. Go check out the Burt Reynolds movies. You can go on to Amazon Prime. You can go on to Netflix. There's a couple out there. I'm going to watch a few more because this guy was a huge Hollywood star, and there aren't many of them left. They're dying off, and brings back a lot of great memories as a kid. It's WMFO here in Medford. Stay warm, everybody, and stay dry. Looks like it's got a little darkness out there. Looks a little scary. Derek and Shay are here. They will be here with you in a moment with their program, The Big Picture. It's WMFO in Medford. Goodbye to Burt Reynolds. And I'll see you next week, Time Travelers. 5 to 7 with my new guest, and we do 5 new flicks. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay.